Blog Talk Radio.
Yo. Butt naked, I'm late, but I'm here. Now give me a minute. I just made it in the house, fellas. And guys and ladies and what have not, kids and grandbabies and everything that's listening. Appreciate y'all being with me. Give me 1 second, let me get this show rolling. I get this old ragged ass DJ Grant on here. And give me 1 second.
Getting better and better every week. More and more events.
that the sun is coming out, getting hotter and hotter everywhere. And there you go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I agree. Oh, boy, somebody's going to cuss us out. I already got a hand up. Let me go over and over. 773. 71-15, your mic is live.
What's going on, DJ? Butt naked?
Kid.
What's going on?
What's on your mind, brother?
Yep, this kid in Chicago. What's happening with you?
We're trying to make it. You know,
I heard that.
Butt naked decided to grace the whole drug world with his presence. You know.
But naked was late today.
All I can do is sit back and see if boss don't open the stove. If boss don't open the stove, I can't.
Hey kid, I'm gonna stop that shit now. He got a key to the shop too. Why not? He can't own the goddamn stove.
I used to have those privileges, kids. Those privileges were taken from me. I don't have those privileges no more. I don't.
He's telling a goddamn lie. I'm gonna put him on spot, kid. If he don't start kicking to the curb, he's gonna be fine.
I ain't even fired, but it already seems like we're out of business because, hey, we never be old.
Hey, they're kicking to the curb, huh?
They're telling the one to window shop being goddamn.
Well, I tell you the truth.
Yes, indeed.
I can't
hey,
do that.
You talking about the wheels today?
I got that same thing.
You ain't got no wheel like me, boy.
Okay, I ain't got.
I'm the only black man with them goddamn wheels.
Man, please. You crazy.
ain't no black man got no wheel like them.
You guys going to try to make it over to Hattiesburg?
Yes, sir. I'm going to be in the place.
I hear you. Yep.
Bobby Cole, I'll be a real good turnout. I mean, a lot of people talking about stuff.
I think it'll be a wonderful turnout.
Yep.
Hattiesburg. I wish I had somebody caught a damn dry this weekend. Chance of that doggone money.
Yep. Yeah, that cash payout bring them out the woodworks.
Listen, no lie. My car is ready out in the 28 and the 20. I'll be hot lapping being in both of them.
I'm going to have to go to that thing we got. You ain't going to go.
Yeah.
Oh shit. DJ, your wheels spin them out. Or they goddamn hook. Say what?
I don't think they make a 17 spin them out.
You hear it?
17 spin them out?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
God damn it. What do you think these is I got?
I thought they were 15.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. I'm gonna have that one. Something
out. Well, you don't get punched in the eye. That being said, let's see can we get Bob and them on here and let them talk about their upcoming event. Oh, I gotta get on here too. Let me see if I get paid. Kid, what the weather like up there?
What you say, Bud Nick?
He said, what the
weather
like
up there?
Up here, where we at?
Yeah.
Oh, we had some snow. We had some snow Monday.
What?
Yeah, I saw it on the news. Did you get that snow? About 4 to 6 inches, wasn't it?
You damn right.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. I'm looking at the local air. Make sure he come get him.
Yeah, it's supposed to start warming up tomorrow.
Call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 2059.
All right, I'm going to try. Man, let me try this guy right here first. He got a show coming up, man. Let me get Bobby. Trying to talking at the phone, breaking up and falling and everything.
Huh?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, Pat?
Not much.
Welcome to the Button Show, brother.
Hey, not much.
Yeah, I'll give you a call and tell everybody about the show that's going on.
A Wang Bang Doodle coming up, and we want to know what's going on, what's on the agenda, what you got planned.
It's going to be Grudge Fest with 28275. And basically, we all decided that we'll do a little invitation deal with all night Chicago. And what we'll do is we'll put out 100 and track going to put 1500 towards the pot. So right now, we got about 16 or 17 guys that have committed to it.
Okay, then.
When and where, Pat?
Huh?
The date.
When and where?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's going to be April the 12th at Montgomery. It's on a Sunday. Montgomery Motorsports Park.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
You can't tell who the guys are that you got that done committed?
Yeah, I got it. Let me get it one second. I got it right here. Still got to the house. Hold on.
Okay.
You one of them?
Yeah, you know I'm going to throw my head in the goddamn fire.
They say you ain't going to do nothing. Everybody asks, what you going to do this year? I said, y'all, let's see. That's all I can tell they sure think you ain't going to do nothing this year. I said, y'all, see now.
Yeah, we got Turbo Tim, got Butt Naked, me, myself, Troublemaker, Palmer Powell, Nugget. Morgan Baker, Bulletproof Racing, Melvin Norwood S10, Mike Collins, Rick, Corey Gates, Brian Murphy, thus far. DJ Grant, you can come on too since it's on Sunday, right?
Did you just say Corey Gates?
Hey, that's the man so far. That's what everybody's saying. Well, that's what he's saying anyway. He's the man, so.
He's the man.
I'm quite sure a lot of them will be over there to find out he's the man that day, and I'm one of them.
He what kind of man? He the man at what?
It's supposed to be the quickest thing on a 28275.
Oh, my
goodness.
He's supposed to be the man.
Yeah, everybody claim they got
enough
title, but I got the belt to prove it.
All right, but that's what he said. He told me that about all of there's something in the way.
Well,
Is y'all gonna finally end this damn feud, but nigga, you
it's like Floyd Mayweather and Pacquiao, goddamn. That's what it like.
Well, you can get them when I get to. I got to have them first.
I just got
a text. Somebody said, y'all give Corey too much credit. Corey did nothing. I'm going back
over. That's why I told him that about all that. I said, you got to beat somebody, man, for to be getting all that credit you out here putting out.
Shit.
Now somebody just texted me and said, who is Corey?
Corey Gates
has a nice car. I mean, he on 28.
He's talking about a car. I'm taking him away from the car. You got to go A to B as fast as you can.
I nice car today.
Well, I can tell you like this. When I went down to Bottle Race in goddamn Florida, I had three races locked in. I won two, and one of them got put on. So he went to Florida. He ain't ran no goddamn bike. So what is he?
He ain't taking no car.
He didn't take no car.
He was doing what I was doing.
Okay.
He didn't want that 5-9 ounce.
All right. Well, hell, he went up to Mike Ray and hell, I don't know what the hell going on with him.
I told him when he went to Mike Ray,
he was a kidding duck. So.
He ain't race somebody at Mike Ray to get in the shootout. What'd he do?
Mm-mm. Didn't do nothing.
They say
They say he's gonna make the trip.
Oh man, Corey, you get Corey. I know you're on this phone, man. God, no, come on now, get up for your chest, man. You know, I'm trying to keep it in the middle of the road, but I can't do it so good, man. God damn it, Alabama, stand up.
Yeah.
I seen another bad car today.
That's troublemaker.
On 28. That's annoying, looking good. If it run like
it's man, that man, don't even bring that weak motherfucker up there. He ain't gonna do shit either.
Who are you talking about?
I already know what he's talking about. He gonna sit in the 550 class. He better not come out of that goddamn plane.
All right,
but
nigga,
all right,
those two
there. Y'all
got to
put
their
names out there.
Pat, let me ask you this, Pat.
I ain't
going to
put their
names out there. I don't believe what they I'm going to ask you like this, Pat. Have you ever seen two girls at a club, one of them was showing up pretty and bad, well, showing up pretty, and the other one, she was average, but the average girl got the better pussy than the pretty girl? You ever been in that situation?
Oh, yeah. All the time. All right.
That's the situation.
So what's going to say? Somebody got
damn.
A pretty car.
Yeah, somebody got
but
a pretty car.
But won't do nothing.
I'm not going to say that. Hey, I'm going to say it again. If it run like it looks, then that's going to be fast.
Oh,
DJ, you need to call some kind of hint or something, man, so I know what to look.
Hey, Pat, let me tell you like this. A motherfucker that shot me that motherfucker that shop at the flea market for a car for it ain't gonna never fly.
I'm not gonna say that.
Nah, ain't nobody shopping at no flea market for no Ray car for it, man.
Nah,
hell
nah. That car nice, man. DJ
Gray, I believe that might be your own one.
DJ, look up on it. Look up on it.
Listen, man. Listen, we can move on. We can move on. Yeah, I know. he gonna mess around and call you out, but nigga, hey, I'm gonna mess around.
Man, I wish that weak motherfucker would call me out. He got the back time to hit, and I don't want the money. How about that?
Oh shit!
I said live on my show.
I
would have got the I owed the lock up money, I owed the pot, and he got the back tie, the hit, and the motherfucking clip.
No.
Man, ain't nowhere in the hell.
I tell you
this, hey, y'all ain't gonna call him down the lane.
He can lock in $250, DJ. I'll lock in $500 on goddamn $2,500 and I owed the money by $1,000. How about that?
Yeah.
He
hey,
put a
25,
like put a 35.
If it run like it look, I'm in with him.
Man, I'm a donkey cone that
whole
out there.
Man.
Hey, DJ, I'm going to have a bike shootout, too. A bike shootout, but it can't be no wheel bars, no slick.
Yeah, I got a 2009 Ninja 250R. Think I can get in there with him?
Yeah, come on and get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on and play with it.
Shoot, man, please. I might raffle it off.
DJ, when you gonna have your car ready?
I'm gonna be testing in a plane. I hope to have it ready probably this weekend or very first part of next week. Then I'm gonna go take it and get Dino and pretty much after that, go test.
What's the stand that you're making over there on the 12th?
Right now, being so close to the end of the month, it's kind of slim.
Okay.
If you see me in the cars ready, I ain't going to come half cop.
I got you.
Yeah. Go ahead, nigga.
You got the car at the pawn shop?
Yeah, I got it at the pawn shop, yeah.
Goddamn. I'm glad,
bro. I'm glad. Yeah. I got out the pawn shop. Is that what they said? I had the pawn shop?
Yeah, you remember that.
Hell yeah. And the pawn shop, man, it is what it is.
Hey, DJ, if you know any local Alabama guys that want to get in that shootout,
just let them know to contact
he
me.
He got one. He got two. Put them bitches in, DJ. Remember, I said I'm all that money.
The car I'm talking about is going to be in that. And with my car right now, it's about two or three cars in that shop. Probably want to get in it.
Yeah, let them know.
That motherfucker you talking about, put him in it, DJ. Call him. I'll send you the number.
Huh?
Call him. I'll send you the fucking phone number. Put him in that shootout pack. Got him. And I owe the money. You bet with him.
All right. Now, God dang it. Shoot. Okay. All right, my nigga.
Let me tell you something.
It's going to be April the 12th. The gate's going to open up around 12. And we're going to start pulling names. No later than about 5:30. 5:30, somebody will be on the way to the house.
Oh, yeah. See, something up, DJ. The goddamn motor comes from my cousin, so you know I know every damn thing about it. I got him the goddamn motor.
Oh, yeah, hold on.
But, nigga, y'all ain't talking right on here, man. Y'all leaving people in the blind.
I just got a text, but, nigga.
I wouldn't give a goddamn. You get three takes.
I'm gonna read it. I'm gonna read it verbatim. It ain't who you think. It's not who you talking about. It's for somebody else. It said, "Tell that mother effer. As soon as I get my car back, he got action. So start saving up." Now, what do you say now?
Whatever. Like my baby mama say, whatever. All our baby mama say, whatever.
Hey, can I say your name? Send me a text. Let me know if I can tell everybody who's saying this now.
Yeah, tell that bitch come out the bush.
Uh-oh, I got a text. Oh, shit. Boy, you done stepped in some dog shit, butt naked. We gonna run over top of butt naked with both our cars. That came from the north, butt naked. Y'all tell me if you want me to tell your names. I'm going to put them out there. Fuck it. I'm going to put those. That came from Terry SVO.
If they put some damn snow tracks on that motherfucker, they might go top of
them. And the other one said, the one that said text before, that was Corey Gates.
We ain't worried about him.
No, we ain't worried about Core.
Golly, Core, they ain't worried about you, man. God,
I'm a skull drag Core, goddamn ass.
You know
God,
what? Core,
they
DJ.
Core, golly, man.
I know we invested in Preparation X. We need to invest in some KY jelly, because I'm going to fuck that motherfucker. I'm going to pull the ear. I'm reaching up to pull the ear, goddamn it, when I'm getting it from the back. I'm going to fuck that motherfucker up. He think he got that right. I'm going to show him something.
Corey, what you going to do, buddy? Well, all like I said, it won't be long for the rubber meet the road. And all
well,
the
Pat,
radio
what do you got to do? You got to get a transmission to go? What wrong with the car? Pat got a rig coming up.
I don't know. Corey, you hear him talking, send me a text or hit the one button. He said, "Pat Ray's coming up, Corey. What you want to do, Mr. Gates?" He said, "Pat Ray's coming up. What you want to do, buddy?"
And they still owe me that goddamn punk out money, too. I ain't forgot.
Oh,
I ain't forgot. Don't think I ain't goddamn forgot, man. That $1,000. Yeah. You know what you say about spreading it out, putting that in that pot? I still want it. Let me open up another mic. We got another mic. Open up, yeah. Pat, give us a run down one more time of your race for the one that just listening and just tune in before I open up this other mic.
It's going to be April the 12th, Montgomery Motorsports Park on a Sunday. We'll get there early because we ain't planning on being all night. Grudge says. Also, we got a bike shootout, street bike, no slicks, no wheelie bars. First one to the other end. $500 pop. You know, call for $10 worth of gas from bike, so I'm quite sure they'll be happy to run for that.
Hell yeah.
Get it in.
Oh yeah. All right,
we got it.
Grudge Fest.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Pat. Go ahead.
said we got some of the supposed to be baddest 28275 cars in Alabama. So that's why we call it. The group is going to be called AORA. That stands for Alabama Outlaw Racing Association.
Sound good.
Uh-oh, another tick. I won't have the car back by then, but as soon as I get it back, both them bitches can get it. God damn. Can get the same. There ain't no.
What the fuck wrong with that motherfucker? Where you gotta get it back from? What did he do? Cross scale?
I don't know. He said you and Pat can get it, though. That would have just texted me instead.
Shit, I want it.
Oh, shit.
Bad.
Gave us a new name for Al. He said, call Crabs of Alabama.
Terry said this shit. I know he's saying that, Terry. I told you, I know he's saying it.
Y'all leave Terry ass to me. That's my hope. Y'all leave Terry to me. Everything comes from the north of Gavin Hair Drives over, they belong to me.
Act Terry comes to Pat Ray's on the damn 12th, then, goddammit. We'll go in and handle his ass right then.
Oh, snap. Terry, you here? You texting because I know you hear everything, but next said you can get your early Christmas present.
Hey, it dick like a turtle. It's been in its shell. It's time to pull that bitch out.
Yeah, we're going to see.
708-0992. Sorry for keeping you on hold.
What's up, bud nigga? DJ, what's happening?
What's going on, Uncle Larry?
Call me Uncle Larry again. I got a race car.
I can hear something.
I got a freaking race car.
Hey. I thought it was Larry. I'm sorry.
That's King Bears, ain't it?
You got a dog all right.
I'm sorry, B. I swear to God, I thought you were going to Larry. I'm looking at that number. Oh, shit, that look like Larry.
What's up, B? What's happening?
Hey, man, just chilling. Hey, I'm about to run in this store real quick. And I'm gonna get right back online, but let me go in the store real quick.
All right, go ahead. Yeah, man, let me catch another one. We got another one right here. 219. 418.
Uh-oh.
What's up?
What's up?
You know who that is.
That's guy Jim. I'm just calling to say what's up, everybody. Get ready.
That's one of the senior members of Camp 28, as they like to call themselves from the north. Camp 28. SVO. Terry himself. What's up, Terry?
Nothing. Just calling in to say hi. Tell Uncle Larry hi.
Uncle Larry went in the store for a minute.
How y'all looking, Terry?
We won't be ready by April 12th. Okay. We should be down there testing probably the week after that.
We might be testing right around the same time. We might be calling each other. I can see us now. You call me and say, oh, boy, you better watch out. I'm going to call you back. Say, yeah, motherfucker, you better watch out.
Trust me. We won't say that.
I know y'all ain't going to say it. What you going to say? Get your ass ready.
Nothing.
Get ready.
Come on.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yep.
Gonna be good. It's gonna get good. That's all I can say.
Looks like we'll be down. Well, it looks like we'll be down in Morrisville, May 16th and 17th. So.
What is that?
I just talked to a fella today. They're having a big race down there that weekend.
Morrisville.
It's where Pearson just went 411 on 275.
Dang.
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
I like that.
411 on a 275 with a small block.
Who is that, man?
David Pearson. Got that green knot.
Man, I was supposed to let nobody know I was testing my damn car, but God damn it. Terry, shut up.
Yeah. You ain't going to go 511.
I know, right? That 5-11, that 5-11 turn that bulb on when it's beside SDO. I don't give a damn if it goes 6-0.
You better get 4 turbos on that thing.
Man, please. All I say is be ready.
Hey, y'all talking about Corey and all
there,
that. About
there's Uncle. Hey, there's Uncle Larry. How you doing?
That's Biz.
Yeah.
That's Biz, man.
Hey,
I thought Bud Nigga said it was Uncle Larry.
That's Biz.
Oh, I got
you.
Like I say, y'all talking about people, you know what I'm saying, ain't did nothing. Y'all talking about Corey ain't did nothing. I'm a man, Corey. There's a whole lot of people coming out with cars, and they be the damn person, and it's supposed to be the best thing since sliced bread.
I ain't did shit. I can say, I can throw myself in the category. One thing about it. Hold me to the fire. If I don't do what I say, I'm gonna do.
Hey, Biggie.
Yo.
This some king shit that we talking about. That's some queen shit you talking about with food.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. These people come out with small block nitrous cars, supposed to be the fastest thing in the world, and they ain't turned on a damn W yet. But everybody talking about him this and that, and how bad he looks, how good he looks. Man, turn a wind light on, man. Anybody can win a fast show.
Who are you talking about? Who got a small block like that?
Hey, man, I don't know. I don't know, Bud Nigga.
You know. What you have to be talking about, Lil Tony?
Man, I ain't missing nobody's name, man.
What you have to be talking about, Lil Tony?
I ain't missing nobody's name.
You ain't missing no name. You might as well have mentioned it.
Is Lil Tony the only one with a small block?
He the only one doing what you say he doing.
Huh? No, he ain't.
You said he's supposed to be the baddest small block.
Hmm?
Ain't nobody. Huh? When you spit, you don't spit to the side, motherfucker. Spit straight forward. Spit out on the road. Don't spit on the sidewalk.
There's a whole lot of people like Josh. A whole lot of people small block, man, saying they this.
No, that ain't what you said. That's not what you said, sir. You said it would be the baddest small block. The baddest small block.
Yeah. A lot of people say the baddest small block.
No, ain't but one bad supposed to be the bad man.
Huh?
Hey. Or they say they got the baddest small block, and then halfway down the text it says, oh, no, I meant with nitrous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One carburetor, half a system.
Yeah. Hey, DJ, you coming on to Mississippi this weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to be down there, definitely.
All right, I'll see you down there.
Yes, sir.
Stay busy. You're going to be in Hattiesburg?
Huh?
You taking your car?
Be in Hattiesburg?
No, my car is shot. I wish I would. If it's ready Friday, I'm coming with it. I'll be there if it's ready Friday.
Let me open up the other mic. 2-2-2-2-2-8-11-32.
What up, that fucky ass person. Naked?
You got it.
Hey, man, I ain't trying to get nothing started. I ain't got nothing to do with it or nothing else. But I've been listening to Biz on these shows with this small block one kid stock suspension thing. Biz.
Crooked love.
Be a man and call him the fuck out, man.
Who?
Call who out? The fastest small block in the world. Who is it? P small block? You know what I'm talking about, Biz. Don't play with me, man. Huh? Oh, okay. I'm going to say one word. The belt taker.
Oh, man.
You mean the bell receiver?
Receiver? That's not how he got it. To be the man, you got to beat the man.
Well, he received the belt. He ain't take nothing.
Yeah, he got it. But I'm just saying, stop complaining. Like you said just a few minutes ago.
Who complaining?
I ain't complaining.
First of all, I'd like to know who I'm talking about.
Listen, I'm not trying to offend you or nothing like that. But
I don't understand that. Who am I talking to?
This is Crooked Letter.
Crooked Letter?
Crooked Letter. The M.I. Crooked Letter, Crooked Letter, humpback guy. That's me.
Out of Mississippi.
There you go.
Okay.
And I misspelled it for a reason.
Go ahead, Crooked Letter. Go ahead, Crooked Letter.
You know, I'm just asking, man. I've been listening to that shit, and I've been hearing this, and I've been hearing that, and then a committee was formed, and retired the belt, and everybody's still complaining. But now, if I had the category of cars y'all got, bro, I'm going to tell you him. If I had the category of car like y'all got, fuck him. I'll call him out. He ain't never turned on. He ain't whooping nobody. Sleep at night every time you say good night. That's all I got to say. Now I'm going to be like, dog, I'm on mute.
Right on, right. Well, we got one more mic, then. Let me see. So, before I open up the mic, so, Bill, it's fair to say you was talking about Lil Tony then, huh?
No, I wasn't talking about, no, I wasn't talking about Lil Tony.
Man, everybody read through the goddamn line. Hey, oh, come on, you in the South now. We don't spit on the sidewalk, motherfucker. We spit in the room.
Well, are you gonna run Lil Tony this year? All right, then. Yeah, well, that, there you have it.
Oh, well, there it is, then.
That's what I want to know.
Ben, let me ask you this, then. Is it going to be in the spring, the summer, or in the fall?
That's going to be up to him.
Oh, so you said you read it now, then, huh?
No, this is the college shop.
Might as well make it versus the North versus the South.
He ain't gonna come to that race. We'll do that at neutral race. Because then you're gonna have people saying I'm just trying to throw up my race and all that other stuff. No, when I do them, I'm gonna do them.
Well, hell, let them motherfuckers say what they want to say, man. Hell, raising the race.
Listen, man. It's like peanut butter and jelly. We must race.
All right.
That's all right. I hear a lot of stuff. I mean, I didn't know what all took place as far as the bell stuff because I didn't know or knew. But I really wish y'all would have ran for the bell.
Well, we could. My car had to go to the shop. We could. It's like this, man. When the Dirty Boys beat Jolly Rancher for the belt, we had locked in the run at Ronnie Brown race. Coop had an issue where a car caught on fire. He burned himself up. So we met at the race. The car was ready, but of course their driver couldn't drive. So I wanted to park out. But after thinking about it, I told him, you know what? Y'all keep the punk out. I don't want y'all money. But Dog called me about a week later, and they told Dog there wasn't nothing wrong with their car. They could have raced if they wanted to. So Dog told them that they had to give up that belt because they didn't engage. So they sent the belt to Taliban. And to this day, I haven't seen the belt. But after that, you know, I never did actually defend the belt. Never got called out. But earlier this year, Dog got Lil Tony on the phone, and he called me out for the belt. And I was unable to race because of what happened down there in Florida. So I believe he has the belt now in his possession. So that,
I think somebody said the belt was there up north. I think I saw.
Yeah, he got the belt. He got the belt.
Okay. Yeah. To this day, I never seen the belt. So you know, even when I got it from Coop, he had sent it to Taliban headquarters, and I never did go up there to get it because it was with the group. So I called Lil Tony and Type Man on the phone, and I told Type Man where the belt was at. Go over there and get it. So evidently, Type Man must have went over there and got it. So you know, it wasn't no big thing.
Well, that kind of clears some things up because I heard people saying you was holding the belt, you didn't give it up.
DJ, I never seen the freaking belt, man.
To be totally honest with you, I don't know. I'll just tell you what I have heard. In conversations I don't know.
Some straight homosexuals, some clowns. Because I never ever actually saw it, touched it, filmed it, anything. It was sent. Scott actually gave it to Champ, and Carkey, and they took it over to Amboni, and it was in a box sitting at Amboni's shop. All that time, I never went up there and got the belt. Never, once I've heard it that it's in Taliban possession.
Hey, you actually had the belt and never even touched it.
Never touched it, man. I never seen it. I can't even tell you what color it is.
I'm glad you said, because it clearly, I didn't know. I didn't have an answer for this or that. I really don't know about it, because I really don't know the particulars. But it's good to have some clarity and stuff, because, I mean, I'm getting some clarity now, because people ask me, why is Biz holding on to the belt? Why he hadn't seen the tone in the belt?
Straight homosexuals, man. They don't have a clue of what's going on. Listen, when I heard the same thing. Why I won't send little Tony his belt? I said, I ain't got no damn belt. So I in turn called. I had a Big Wayne call Tight Man, and Tight Man called little Tony and told him, hey, why y'all ain't got the belt? Hey, Tight Man, go over Blase Skippy over at that shop around that corner in that vestibule. And that's where the belt is. Go get it. I don't have it. Never seen it. And,
wow.
Of course, thank God he got it now. People make tent that it was a big deal. Only big deal with me is when me and Lil Tony was talking about racing. When he was talking about racing me, he always said he had one. He said he had a cast intake, one single four-barrel carburetor. When I found out some things was different, that's what kind of threw me. Because, you know, I feel that he wasn't, and I don't think he's supposed to be truthful in racing, but, you know, you do what you do in racing. But this is what I was told he had. It was a cast intake, one four-barrel carburetor. I only learned this on the talk show when him and Josh Jones was going at it. And Josh actually put his business out in the street. And I had no clue. So I'm like, whoa, he ain't got what I got. So then
B, let me stop you right there one second. You don't never ask me. Y'all got to find me for the N-word. You don't ask man nigga by man hole in the street before you fuck him. Go get that hoe.
I hit on both ends a lot, and you know he has a split carburetor.
Split dominator.
Does have a split dominator, that's still one carburetor. That's four bears.
That's a big argument.
I'm not gonna get into that. I mean, he bought what he bought. He bought.
Listen, I understand. I understand the best thing in the world. I'm just saying. From the information that's been put out there, you got to look at the word A split dominator. A meaning one. Not a set. A meaning one.
I don't change the TFM by
splitting dominators. All you do is, big fella,
I don't care what he got.
When I race him, you're going to look like him when you're racing, right?
I'm going to beat the hell out of him. Don't worry about how I look. I'm going to beat the hell out of the man. I'm going to get beat trying. I don't care what the man got, man. The man got what he got.
Hey,
he spent his money. He spent his hard earned money and built what he built.
It's an old song back in the day. You know what it said? Somebody's got to win, somebody's got to lose.
There's another song out there by Kenny Rogers.
You gotta know when hold 'em.
Short skirts up there. I'm going on mute.
No, DJ, that wasn't it. That wasn't it either, DJ. That wasn't it. That wasn't it.
Hey,
he almost stayed trying to eat that pot of greens.
Hey, DJ, it was. It was a whole lot of them up there. But my thing was that we got treated with so much hospitality, man. It was, two busloads from New York, man. And the thing was that they made sure that they gave royal service to everybody came out the Windy City, man. I mean,
you have to fix the place enough. One thing I've noticed this year seems like the fans are really coming out in droves to come watch us race, man.
Right.
I mean, this thing is growing so big, and it seems like all the races here lately. I mean, people are excited to come out and watch this thing. It's called Brewers Race. And the good thing is, we always had the best time and the most fun when we all at the same track at the same time, man. It shouldn't be nothing. It should never be divided. Everybody we all got some we don't particularly like or for whatever this reason, whatever. But you gotta understand, man, we gotta look beyond all of that and just make this thing be what it's supposed to be. And I mean, if you can go support somebody in that, and you know what I'm saying. Keep this thing moving, man. That's what it's all about.
Well, you know what? What I was about to say was, it was such a large body of people. I mean, to be so well organized. I mean. After he came in, Long Island Joe had a tent on the other side of the track. But he had a bunch of tables. He had chicken. He had any type of food that you wanted, man. All you had to do was go there. His wife, she was phenomenal, man. She just, what did you want? What you want? She had chocolate. She just had anything you could name, man. She fixed a plate for you. And so far and so on, especially when she found out that you're from the Midwest. You know, and I mean, we had a super great time. They had it laid out for us, but they showed hospitality to everybody. But they had it specifically laid out for us, man. You know, and then the people, you know, I had to turn around and do a little DJing while I was down there too. Also, you know, and a lot of people don't know that that's what I used to do. So I took them and I laid them down on the ground, man.
Uncle L was on the ones and twos.
That's the way it's going to be in Hattiesburg, man. Uncle L. Yes, sir. And Uncle L is going to go down to Hattiesburg also, man.
Hey, Larry.
I just want the game to keep picking up, man, and keep getting better and better and better, man. You know, this is what it's all about, man. You know, we don't have no time for no animosity and confusion, man. Life is too good, too gracious, man. Make it work out, man. You know, whatever it takes, man. Make it work out. You know, I understand that it's a difference in people. But one thing for sure, God didn't put us down here to work against one another. Because when you work against one another, you destroy. He didn't put us down here to destroy each other, man. He put us down here to work together, man, because together we stand and divided we fall, man. You know, I'm just a firm believer in that, man, you know. And the reason for that is because of my religion. You know, I never come out and just spoke about it, my religion, and so far and so on, but I'm a very strong believer in it because God has did so many good things for me. You know, and I know if he'll do it for me, I'm not accepting to the rule, he'll do them for you too, you know, so.
He's the only reason why we own this air, he's the only reason why we breathe.
Hey, but DJ, you was right, baby. Yes, you was right, DJ. You was right what you said, DJ.
Hey, Larry.
Yeah,
Larry. Call me in the morning, man.
In the morning?
Yeah.
All right, wait. Y'all take care, man. I appreciate y'all, man. I'm going to get right back on mute.
All right. We appreciate you tuning in, brother.
All right, man. All right.
Who you calling, man, Nick? Bobby C.
Mark. We've got a...
Mark. But the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
Mark probably still working.
Call Bobby. We need to get Bobby on.
Get Bobby on. Mark's still working. Hey, Bill still on there?
No, Bill done dropped out where he hung up, I think.
Oh, okay.
You scared him off, huh?
Quicker than still on
there?
Yeah,
I don't scare him off. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You remember what I told you, right? Remember me and you talked a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, you said a couple of things. I'm trying to remember what particular thing you might be talking about.
I wanted to get on that and ask that question, and I asked that question, and I told you it wouldn't get answered, and he went around it.
Well, the biggest thing, I think what everybody wants to, bottom line, is they're going to race. Ain't no need to talk, you know, that, and that's what I wanted to know, and he said they're going to race, so that kills everything.
Hey, what's going on, bro?
What's going on, Bobby? What's up, man?
We talking about this big wing dang doodle you got going on this weekend, man. We all trying to be in the place.
Yeah. Okay, man. Hattiesburg, Mississippi, man. Hub City Dragway. B&H Racing presents a $30,000 shootout. What's going on with this ski, man?
What?
Hey, you got me in there?
Yeah, you in. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, you in?
I got a $30,000 shootout, man, up for grabs. No entry fee. I got $30,000, $15,000 to 28, $275, $15,000 to 29, $315, $7,000 to win, $3,000 run up. Hello.
Yeah, we
hear you. Yeah, we are.
Oh, you hear me? Okay, I think it's 3,000 run up, 1,000 to the semi, 500 to the quarter, and 250 back.
Damn.
I'm paying 16 cars. No entry fee, no clock. Along with that, I got a live concert. Live concert with Juvenile, Mystic, and Webby on Sunday. Saturday, grudge racing all day long, 9 o'clock to.
What's
the entry fee, Bobby? $30.
That's a whole lot for $30, y'all.
$30
get you $30,000. Better than
the goddamn lottery.
I like that.
$30
get you $30,000. Y'all heard it.
Yeah.
Hey, Bobby,
come on.
If I put some 29s on my golf cart, can I enter?
If they vote on, I don't care how they stick out. Get your ass around that house.
What's going on, Bobby? Uncle Larry, Bobby, how you doing, man?
What's going on, Larry? What's going on, man?
Listen, man, trying to get ready to make that trip down there on your end. You know, I just come off of that one from North Carolina, so I'm going to try to do a flip-flop.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I just hope you be safe, man. Get on here.
The
door open. The door open.
Hey, BC.
Yeah.
Hey, Bobby. I'm going to stop down here and pick up Luck on my way down there, man.
How you do that, you ain't going to make it. Do that, I advise you don't do that.
You know I got to tell him what you said.
You see it. One day, man, I know you will get to shaking like a leaf on a tree, goddamn, when you get there.
Yes, indeed. What's been happening, man?
Man, I ain't doing this last minute running, ripping and running, man.
I heard that. Where that goddamn Mark at?
I saw him earlier, but hey, he was at work. Oh. I ain't saw him since then.
Oh, okay.
I got to tell him, I tried to call him before I called you. I couldn't get him on the phone. He must be busy.
Yeah, we're gonna have to
knock him a day and say he ain't show up for the show tonight.
He ain't show up.
He ain't short. We got to get him.
He was in the big truck, though. He might be working.
Yeah. Well, we look forward to seeing this weekend. We'll have big, you know, big success this weekend, but I'll definitely be in the house along with and everybody I know, because everybody's talking about it, so it ought to be
I just hope everybody will be able to make it, man. You know, I'm trying to get something started where I'm getting up to 30% of the gate back, so you can't go wrong.
I'm going to add something to it. Wet t-shirt contest for the women that buy the trailer, goddamn. I'm paying the pot. We're going to do that. Wet t-shirt contest, goddamn.
Good dog. I can't be down there. I got that. Can't be down there.
Hey, Bobby. But yeah. He's trying to get you whooped, man.
Hell yeah. He's trying to get the damn show shut down. That motherfucker shut down. They bring that helicopter now. Everybody going to leave.
You got that right.
Well, all right, by the way, we ain't going to hold you up no longer, but call, you know, get you to tell what's going on so the fans can listen and hear your voice and see what you had going on this weekend. So I guess you can go on,
yeah,
mic,
man,
or
I
you can go ahead and finish working.
I hope everybody makes a successful trip. Everybody can make it, man. The doors is open, man. We're going to be cooking. I'm going to feed everybody, man, and just hope everybody have a good time, you know. I just hope all these guys show up that claim they fast. And talking about they fast, you're going to have to show up this time and show out. If we don't show up this time, trust me, we're going to do a roll call, Jack.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I can't make it. My man banged out on me. I ain't going to make it. Me and him had a discussion yesterday about it. Hancock
said
he can't make it, man. That butt nigga.
Why? Why, yeah?
He said he fucking forgot. I said, how you forgot, man? I called you in January. I called you back in February. I said, in the middle of February, I came down there and we talked about it. He said he fucking forgot. And then he went to Texas last Tuesday, Wednesday with Chris Patrick out there in Texas to the Pro Mart raid. You know, and they came back Saturday because it was raining. And I didn't talk to him the Monday because people were telling me he had put on the board that he was going to, what it is, Atmore, Alabama, this weekend. I'm not here, he ain't. We're going to Battery Raid. Well, shit, I went down there yesterday, but now I completely forgot about it. I said, how you forgot about it, man? He said, I just didn't write it down, and I forgot about it. He don't make a plan to go to Atmo, so I can't come. I don't know how to tune the motherfucker. I don't know how to get into it.
He made a plan to go to Atmo.
Exactly. I asked him. Anybody on the show can call him and ask him, did I ask him? I said, we going to stay married or we going to get a divorce? I just straight asked him. He asked me what I mean by that. I told him, you going to go down? Do your job.
I'm saying he taking his car to Atmo?
That new not that vet. He taking that damn what the thing is. That Firebird down there to the Pro Mart raid. They got a Pro Mart raid in Atmo this weekend. That where he going. Mm-hmm. They got the motor out the damn vet in the Firebird.
Yeah.
Going
out there.
I don't know who got. I ain't know nothing about no raising. Down until somebody told me they seen it on the board that they had put on the board that they were where they were going the weekend.
Well, if he's doing it, then can't nobody else fuck with it. You know what I mean?
Yep. So he said he's sorry. He chose this and that. Nah, 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 nah. But this is it. This is the last time that we can't make it to a show.
You still going though, ain't you, my nigga?
Yeah, I'm still going. I'm going. Yeah, I'm going 100%.
Nah, that's. That fucked up.
I wanted to get down there. Yeah, I'm glad I didn't lock that money. I lost some money, but I've been fucked up, man. I'd have been mad at you.
Hell yeah, and they were juking at your ass the other day, too?
Yeah, my partner said he did the same thing. Said he talked to him on a Monday, and he bagged out on him on a Friday. After he talked to him on Monday, locked the raise in. He had to pay that $500 punk out to a guy. So he called him on a Friday and told him, no, I ain't going to be able to make it. Something came up.
I don't know why he do that.
Man.
But, he forgot.
Why he do it?
Huh?
I can't understand why he do it either, but hell, I guess
yeah,
he...
I called Mike yesterday. Mike, give me set phone on me, cocky. But nigga, you fucking with the promo. I doubt if he had time. I'll try and show him to get another tuner, but I can't trust no anybody to fuck with that shit. You know what I'm saying? All that money you're going to spend.
Yeah, but if he toning him, he don't want nobody else looking at it.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? He don't want nobody looking at it. The difference is me. I can go out there and he can tell me what to do with that motherfucker. He ain't coming. So what? I'm going to go out there and blast this motherfucker. It might hook. It might not. If it don't hook, I ain't got to run. But if this motherfucker goes straight and I can keep it in the line, I'm going racing.
I know that's right.
I went to no problem with no problem with that his ass. Shit.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Is he got a tune up in it already?
Well, he got a tune up in it, but the car had a problem. I'm doing straight. Number 3 and number 5 nitro line were broke on the inside. I didn't know it. And we thought the car had fell. I ain't know what the fuck was going on.
Hold on.
DJ, you going both days or you just going one day?
I don't know.
Both lines are broke, but nigga.
On 3 and 5, so he put a tune up. And then when I came to run your car down there in Van Austin, he had made so many different small changes that me and him had talked about to the car. Plus, I fixed that nitro line myself. Let me tell you, I ain't never put no nitro line, no hard line on. And I built up a whole pack of goddamn line trying to make two goddamn lines. I cut them, they too short. I built them, they ain't bit right. Man, that's a goddamn
Man,
I ain't never did no shit like that, but I got it done because he couldn't get to it.
Yeah.
I went down there and picked it up. And I know I had to run y'all to pay y'all to park out. I went and got my car and trailer down here shop, brought that shit to my shop, went to Summit. The next day, and I worked on that motherfucker a whole goddamn day. It took me 4.5 hours to bend two goddamn nitro lines.
But somewhere it's ready to go now, though, right?
Hell, that bitch ain't been out of trailer since I ran you.
I'm just saying, ain't nothing happened to it, though.
Now, ain't nothing happened to it, but hell, it got the $100 ass shots on them.
It was saying what nigga need to do. He can take. If you could take that car to somewhere, I could tell him to take it somewhere tomorrow and get one thing straightened out, please, and come down and do what he needs to do. God damn it, I don't know what. Man, I don't know.
Man, bring the car, man.
That goddamn other shit he got in there, I don't know nothing about none of that stuff he got in there.
I think you got a tune-up, and I'm just talking about stuff. You know what I'm talking about, but nigga.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I'm just saying, this is what I'm saying here. Tell him go by there and take him the car. Let him run over it, man. He can put your tune up in to get down the racetrack. You can come down that Friday and test. We can call him on the phone. He can tell you what to do and touch. You ain't got to do nothing to do. The time was in the computer box.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money, man. That's the money you need, man.
That's the money I want. I had told Maul, somebody in Alabama was bringing that chick home. Now
it ain't gonna be no fast motherfucker there, I don't think.
I don't get it here fast or not fast. It ain't gonna take a motherfucker to get by us in Alabama with him.
But you gotta show up to show out, but Nick.
Yeah, but hell, I can't show up with my shit like that. We're gonna get it figured out. I'm gonna call him again in the morning. But I do know they're going to Atmo with that goddamn.
If he got a tune-up in the car ran pretty decent down there. You just was out your goddamn league fucking with me. So,
I just think you was out your goddamn league.
So, you know you had to get out there.
We went out no lead at that time. Y'all were brand new in hell. I tried something. That one thing they can say,
yeah.
I go.
Yeah.
I'm there, I go.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm telling you,
like,
it, it might wanna told me I had to run at that time. If you could have gave me 30 more minutes, I believe I'd have whooped y'all. I would have figured out that the car would knock the tires off. Cause I can't straw the trailer and ran, y'all. And he goddamn, I ain't put no heat in the motor on
it. I had a transmission that car ain't shift now gear, man. That motherfucker running in high gear all the time. Taking off in high gear. When Taylor got out of the car, knocked the tires off and caught you. Yes.
Tell mine knocked the tires off and shift in high gear, too.
I took off in high gear. We took off in high gear.
I hear that. Well, goddamn it, when I come out with a new car, I'm going to take off my high gear again, goddamn it. I'm going to show you something. It won't be long.
Hey, now, but nigga.
This is what I'm saying. What?
We did that last time, but nigga.
I'm charging it. It's down.
Don't
stop it. Don't stop it. Listen. When you, I got a brand new car too, Buttonneck. I got a brand new 29 car too.
Okay. Well, I know there's so many motherfucking 29 cars out there. And a lot of them want to try me rim with my car. Every time I'm building a new one, goddammit.
Yeah,
I hope they be through
soon. Just take your time. I'll be through next month.
Okay.
And Lord have mercy. That's what I might name it, Lord have mercy. Hold on.
Man, you're crazy. Lord, I might name it, Lord have mercy.
Oh, man.
Well, that's a good thing. Everybody ain't getting it up, trying to get them cars together. But hey, we know we come to 901 and see what we can do. We got to have that bad ass motherfucking wick with that goddamn that wishy washy car, whatever that motherfucker car. What's the name of that car?
Shawty.
Yeah,
Shawty. Or Ebola. Which one are you talking about? The 29 car.
The 29 car. I'm asking, what your name is? He gonna say, Sean. Shit. Man, what about nothing they got on 28? Nothing.
Hey, what you say?
Uh-oh.
I ain't worried about nothing 901 got with some 28s on it. Nothing.
You talk like goddamn fool.
Man, I ain't worried about nothing they got on 28.
Man, shit, they got your number, man. They got your number. They already said you. They said you wasn't coming. You was goddamn. You scared to lock in, and all that shit is said to be true. I'm just saying. No. I know it. You ain't supposed to go without it. Bring the car, man.
I'm coming to show up. I'm gonna call him in the morning when I can get up in the morning. And call him.
Call me in the morning, man.
Friday, man. Friday. I'll drive that motherfucker this
weekend.
But nigga, bring the car Friday, man. Shake the car down. Car on hook. Put the back of my trailer. They won't even fuck with you.
Yeah, I got the more
than motherfucker got a tune up in. Oh, well, you already got a number tune up in it. You supposed to lay the number down when you ran me.
Man, I mean, if we knock the tires off.
If you knock the tires off, he going to go back in the computer. Only thing he going to do is knock out a few degree timing and ramp it right back in there, man. He going to go right there where you knock them off at, and he going to knock the time out of there, draw a line, put it back in there, and send your ass down Broadway.
That shit delete when you hit the damn train brick button the bag up.
No, the fuck it don't, man. You fucking crazy.
That's what he told me. I don't know. My shit don't say that. When I met the train brick button, the bag that car to put in the trailer, or anything in the bag, I love it on the pad. That bitch is delete. I don't know why. He said delete it.
But, nigga, you must be fucking with some antiques here.
Man, I see what you're saying.
I see what you're saying. I know what's wrong with you.
Well, I'm saying, I see what you're saying. What if I'm in the bulb, if I'm finna roll in the bulb, they turn the computer on. If I had to roll out the bulb, it automatically cut the computer off so he can reset the button in the back.
Yeah, it is delete when I make my transfer, but anything that in a data
right.
on that
so
he's gonna delete it.
Right, so he could turn the transbreak on. So he could turn the computer right back on.
Yeah,
that's what it does.
Yeah,
so
mine,
I guess mine does the same thing.
Nah, I ain't got no antique shit, homie. I got some shit that a lot of these motherfuckers ain't thought about getting. Believe that. I might not be no pretty motherfucking car with no paint job, but that bitch got everything that a dollar can buy on it. You better believe that shit. That would be at the stop sign a long time.
Yeah.
Hey, Nick, let me put it to you like this. Hey, Nick and Nell caught it. Be in them damn shootout in South Georgia that I ain't got on my car. I promise you that.
No, this is what I'm saying. It ain't for $30, bro.
Oh, yeah. I promise I'm going to get to that motherfucker. I really want to get there. But when he told me that, now I'm like, God damn, he lit the app my ass, man. So I'm going to call him in the morning, see what he can do by looking over and doing this and doing that so we can go on. Come on. I don't bought that
you
damn brand. two brand new sets of tires to go on that motherfucker to come down there too. Shit.
I got it right here. It's right here.
You got $100 for them goddamn tires.
It's hard. What now? Well.
Pop, you seen Perry?
Huh?
Have you seen Perry?
Perry, no. I be at work every day. Shit, I leave at 4 in the morning. I don't get back to 4 in the evening, shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm finna get ready to leave out now, shit. I just got out of that truck. I'm finna goddamn it hit haul ass Atlanta in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I got to do a little night, just work my goddamn self. Go down there and let them do some shit.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah.
All right. It's safe to say anybody coming down 29th 15, they ain't safe messing with that Memphis gangster.
Nah, he ain't. I don't give no fuck about no tie. That Mike got that motherfucker right. May God bless their soul.
Ooh, y'all heard that.
I want to run some more motherfuckers that was really way off the record, but goddamn, I had to. He tried to keep me calm down. Sometime I just want to get out of control.
Well, he should know you got a wild hair up your ass. He should know that.
Hell yeah.
Well, hey, we appreciate you, Bob, coming on, man. We look forward to seeing you this weekend, and good luck. And we'll see you this weekend, brother.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, I'll be waiting, brother. I ain't going nowhere. May God bless y'all travel.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
What about the nigga, man?
I'm running. I'm trying to look see if we have anybody else on the board with hands up. But, yeah, we got one over here. 404-0232. Your mic is live.
404-0232,
your mic is live. They hung up.
They don't want to get in there with these bams. I sure want to put some 28s on some of this shit around here, buddy. Cause you keep talking about these motherfucking 28 so goddamn bad.
Man, I whooped that motherfucking bad car y'all had. I was on 28. He was on goddamn 315 that night. What that damn thing is?
Oh.
That car
King Kong.
King Kong. I put King Kong up in back there and make him like that. With them big ass got them tires on. I went to that motherfucker and laid my dick slap on his back.
Yeah.
That was before
the new chef came in town.
Yeah.
got it back on your ass. You got it back on your ass now. You need to try to get it hard.
Hold on. Let me see what it is. 601. Crickle little, hump back, Mississippi. You might get lying.
Yeah, I just got a question. I want to ask Bobby, what time the gates open?
Gates open Saturday, 9 o'clock.
All right, we'll be at about 50 strong.
Well, I already be there too, so.
Alrighty then. That's going to be a hell of an event, man. Everybody talking about it. I can't wait to get down there and see everybody.
Bobby, I want to tell you this personally. I'm glad that you came in and did what you did. Put 28 with 28 and 29 with 29. Because these motherfuckers are motivated. They had changed the game up.
That's the way it should be, man. You can't. That's like saying, okay, yeah, we can run with pro stock. We can run with pro mods. That ain't right.
It ain't right.
Shut up, DJ. You with the motherfucker. You were with
you're
that.
You a damn liar. I ain't never been with that bullshit. No, I have not. I'm out of here. You fix your mouth to say that.
They
always want to tell me, ain't no difference in the two. Ain't that shit. You a damn liar. It ain't no difference than everybody get on 28. Ain't no difference putting everybody on 28 then.
Well, I was looking one way at the beginning. You know, I was only doing 29 shootouts. It was going to be $25,000 a purse. But, you know, after so many guys started calling, and Mike called me, and we decided to put the damn split it up. So he said, well, why don't you just add $5,000 to it and just pay $15,000 to both classes? So, bam, there it was.
Yep.
I'm glad it happened that way.
That's good, man.
It's my time. All you gotta
do is be in the top 16 and you get paid even though you ain't put up a dime to get in the shootout.
Right, and that's why I backed it up because you got a lot of guys, but man, I can't run with those guys. You ain't gonna have 16 of the top fast motherfuckers
there.
I don't think we're gonna have 5 of the fastest motherfuckers we got there.
Yeah.
So it leaves the little man on the pole. Right, it leaves the little man on the pole an option to get in and ain't got to cost him shit.
And he can walk away with something.
He can pay $30 and get him $250 at the most.
Exactly.
So, shit, that's gas money anywhere.
That's a good gamble.
Can't beat that.
That's a good gamble.
Hey, Black Naked.
Yeah.
You need that Mississippi long, that song along, that humpback song now. We ain't gonna talk about you, Alabama, not Alabama, but Alabama, folks.
Hey.
Alabama. Bama sound like they backing up shit.
Alabama.
Alabama came back up when we got the home of the fastest motherfuckers in the world on a small attack. We ain't bagging up.
Shit. But every time, you ain't got shit. You ain't got shit. If he going one way, you going another way.
That's right. That I agree.
Hey, you leave it
safe. I have divided. We'll soon fall, but we got to talk about this shit. We got to have some counsel. And they got them married, yeah.
If I fuck around and get this May date, I'm gonna try all them fast motherfuckers. Them drag racers. They turn my ass loose. I'm gonna try every motherfucker about they talking about at the top five. I'm gonna lock all their ass in.
Mm-hmm.
Watch me now.
He said a May date.
They start the race. I don't give a fuck which one they get. I'm going to put their names up there and they pick their own death. I don't give a fuck who it is.
So now y'all call that man BC. He's telling y'all what BC stands for. It stands for bear catcher.
Yep.
Hey, Bobby.
Huh?
You know that old saying, say, you think you bad, but I'm the one that tied the bear. Tell them what your saying is. You think you bad because you tired of it. I'm the one woke that mad motherfucker up and untied
Yeah, one thing about it, you woke him up poking him with a stick.
No, I'm saying you, not me, you.
I'm speaking to you.
I can't do nothing.
Tell them. They beat up that big man and tied him up. But you woke him up and I tied him. Hey, I'm the motherfucker balling in the town, man. I'm a damn fool
and I like to race. Bob, I've been watching you for years, man. I'm right down here in Gulfport, man.
Yeah. Hey, like I told them, Hammer get away from me on Saturday, I promise you on my mama, I'm going to run his ass back Sunday. And it don't stop.
Yeah, he is a fool now. But, I can vouch for that.
I do hate that, you know, ain't too many of them stepping up to the plate want to race because it's going to push me to go do something else. I have to get in the drag radio world, but I'm gonna stay in there as long as I can. But we got quite a few cars coming over there this weekend. We got some more turbo cars coming in that's leaving the class racing, they coming over to grudge racing, so hopefully everything work out pretty good. I tried to catch up with Donye yesterday to see whether he's still coming because they say he had car trouble, but I didn't get no kind of result, and I forgot to call today. But
he said earlier today that he's still having engine trouble, so he ain't coming on that other show, on dog show.
Right. So I don't know what's going to happen with that, but still I'm locked in with Hannibal. And I told Tony last night, if Donye don't come, his ass on the hook. Them guys got something blown to me. They done whooped my ass, and I'm back. I'm coming back strong.
So reclaiming.
I want that. Yeah, I'm coming to collect the money like the IRS, man.
I don't want no
taxes on it. I want that motherfucking money, man. I got that money. You know, I could have paid Donye lockup money, you know what I'm saying? But fuck that, my motor blowed up. I wouldn't feel anything could have happened. Fuck that. I'm a true racer. He drove a long way. He deserved that motherfucking money, you know what I mean? So I ran him for it.
Mm-hmm.
Hannibal, hey, we couldn't get the car off the line. Goddamn, we went up there, we throw something at it. Wasn't successful. We got out on the racetrack that time, but it wasn't successful. He beat my ass. He got something blown to me. Tony Vine whooped my ass over that red light. He got some money blown to me. I got never scared back. I already flipped his ass. He ain't trying to come back no more. When I get the rest of them, I don't know what I'm about to do. I might have to put them big ties back on.
Oh yeah,
but I think that's how we're gonna get some more action in the grudge world if we have to do that. We're gonna run them 33 10-5W with the drag radio. I think it's gonna make it equivalent. That's what I'm looking to do right now. Cause a lot of guys up north still run the 33s, and I think I'm gonna try to bring that north and the south together. We're gonna try to run that shit. If people don't step up and try to help me, man, the grudge gang going to go down.
That's right.
It's going to go down, man.
That's right.
We got a good thing. We got to stick together and make this motherfucker work and make it grow.
We got you.
And a motherfucker got to take and put the pride in the side. When you lose, man, you got to keep on going. Shit.
That's it.
You know, Dave Floyd said he got all pressure, so he goddamn trying to come. Obama said his man got, he's going somewhere else. He can't make it with Malibu. But he'll be ready next weekend if they race in Texas. So I just told him point blank like a bull. If you can't come support me, I ain't coming down there to support y'all.
Uh-huh.
He won't lock me in for the Texas, but he don't want to lock me in the week before for my race. Fuck that.
You told him right.
Yeah. Because I talked to everybody in the 29s in the grudge. I told them about this race before I did it. They said, okay, it's a go. We all in. Shit, that was about 15 cars.
Yes, well, I tell you, I mean, everybody I talk to, Bobby, everybody I talk to, they're going to be there. So, I mean, it's going to be a hell of a race.
Oh,
yeah.
Even the one in the goddamn joint talking about the damn radio.
I got some partner in lockdown. Every time you send me a file on my phone, I send it to them. They be like, goddamn, they're going to be a bad raid there.
Yeah, I got the same one. Them niggas calling about that race already, and they in prison.
Yeah. I got six of them, man. Maybe said, man, send me another flyer. Send me another flyer. One on phone got two. You got another phone to my
I ain't gonna lie, man. I think it's gonna be more damn cars than we really expected.
It is. I tell you, when they coming at that money, man. I mean, they gonna come out the woodwork. You'll see.
Yeah.
They gonna come out.
Every car I'm missing.
Ain't nobody never did nothing like this. Ain't nobody ever did nothing like this.
Hey, Bobby. Did you have any luck with anything up this way?
Well, did I have any work? Or getting a date?
Yeah.
No, they got so many up there, man. It won't make sense for me to do one. Hell, I'll be doing one in front of somebody or behind somebody
or
top of somebody. So
let it lay low. Of North got, I mean, they got the right. Count the book on top. I mean, every single week y'all got a race up there of North, man.
The guy from the track, he keep calling me. You know, he want me to do something, but it's just not in my best interest to do that. But in front of or behind somebody, I just don't want to do it. The economy bad, and I don't want to try to, you know what I'm saying, going down.
Exactly. Yeah.
Cause I be trying to, when I go big, I just try to go big.
Gotcha.
Yep. The only other place I'm really seeking and trying to do is Huntsville. If I can get something going over there, Huntsville, and see how they rent the track out, I'll do it there. But I'm not splitting 50-50 with nobody.
Yeah.
Mhm.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And if these guys around here stop, these guys can get off there.
When you let them do it. No, my God.
Yeah, but you know why?
He said, "Won't let them do that."
But you know why? Motherfuckers won't leave them alone. Stop doing the races. And them motherfuckers dance to your music because they ain't making no money.
They ain't going to invest no money.
You notice they calling y'all to do races.
They want a stool pick.
You ain't calling them. Everybody else, them people in the track calling y'all to do races, man. Now, you tell me this, man. Think about it. You see every one they got on the track. They ain't putting out no shootout race, man. They letting people come in there and rent it and do the work.
That's right.
They ain't going to gamble like that.
That's
right. Shit, why wouldn't you put on a race and get 100% back at the gate? Yeah, because you don't win all the fucking time. That's why they ain't finna gamble. Notice who's doing the races. Us.
Yeah.
And we cutting one another head. Like we always do.
And worry about what the other one doing or what the other and man.
We
gotta let that shit go, man. Like you said, man, we gotta stick together. We got a hell of a thing going. The fans are coming out and they wanna see it and we damn worried about who getting the check. Damn that. I mean if a man putting up his money to put on a show for them, he deserved to get a damn check. That's what it's all about.
Yep. Man, I'd be a crazy motherfucker go out here and make $300,000. I got to give a motherfucker $150,000 when I know the goddamn Volkswagen don't cost the
$7,000. Exactly.
I'm going to give him $150,000 for, and I know it don't cost but $7,000. You the damnest fool ever put on a pair of shoes.
I know that.
That's it, right.
People don't understand it, man.
Yeah. All right. Who there sleeping?
What? I don't
don't know who that is, Sneaky. I'm finna call another hand up. They don't hung up. They get that quick. Damn, I'm finna. They hung up before I got to the board.
There ain't no more hands up, nigga.
No, nah, that one I just hung up. It was an unknown number, but shit, they hung up.
It's on you. What you want to do?
Well, I guess we're going to goddamn, I guess we're going to give it an end here. It's not the team yet. I got to hit it early in the morning. I did a hand here right there again, I guess. 773. 3625. I'm late, but I'm here. Then he hung up again. Hell, my big old, he back now. Hold on. 773-3625. Why you keep hanging up, homie? 773-3625.
What up, butt naked?
What's going on? What it, Corey?
Nah, this baby boy, man.
Baby boy, what it do, homie?
What's up, baby boy? Bullshit, man. Man, how you guys doing, man? I was just listening to you guys tonight, man, just calling in and support you and DJ the Stunner show. That's about it, brother. I was just get out the hospital, just calling in to support you guys' show. That's about it, man.
Hey, we
appreciate it.
Glad, I don't know what happened, but glad to hear you out the hospital. Glad to hear you all right, bro. God is good.
Yeah, all the time, bro, all the time.
That's it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well,
appreciate everybody calling in.
Yep.
Appreciate everybody calling in. Appreciate Bobby and Pat for giving us the rundown of their shows. And I guess I hope to see everybody down there. And like I said, I won't be making it with my car unless there's something changed tomorrow, but I'm going to support them either way it goes. And until then, I'll see y'all then. Y'all take care. Have a good night.
All right.
All right.
Later. All right.